Today, we are continuing with Ale Shur, and we are focusing on Rav Volvi's section on Tefillah here in the third shiur in the second chelek. And last time we spoke briefly about the beginning of Birchos HaShachar, and today we're going to move to the end of Vad Shlishi here and focus on Karbonos. Because this is an often overlooked passage in davening, and at the same time, it's such a powerful, meaningful thought, which especially is pertinent to our circumstance right now in the context of the coronavirus. In addition to the fact, from a practical standpoint, that many people now who are not davening in shul and davening at home have the opportunity to spend more time davening. And with the opportunity to spend more time davening, we don't just have the opportunity to spend the davening in a more slow and thoughtful manner, but we also have the opportunity to say more in our davening. So we focus on this passage, on this section of Karbonos. Rav Volvi tells us, Mikan le Karbonos. Now we could talk about Karbonos. Humaise shel hiskarvus. It's an action of lehiskarev. Korban means to be close, and lehiskarev is reflexive, to bring ourselves closer. Vishuv, and again, hahiskarvus, says Rav Volvi, the making ourselves closer, ein abo al yedei she'adam isromim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that we raise ourselves up and make ourselves, so to speak, higher, closer to God. Ela al yedei ha'hizbatlus lefanov. But rather, being mizbatel. Batel means nullified before God. Vizos mevate ha'korban. So Rav Volvi is going to explain to us a, we could call, narrow definition of hizbatlus. But perhaps what we can do is take this and expand it to a much broader and deeper definition of what it means when we talk about hizbatlus. He says, "Vizos mevati ha'korban ha'adam." The person makrivis hakeves brings the sheep. Hakoin shochto. The kohen slaughters it. Zorik es damo, sprinkles its blood. Umale imura v'algabim mizbeach, and puts the guts of the animal on top of the fire, on top of the mizbeach. Umakriv ha'korban roev bezeitz atzmo. And the person who offers that korban looks at the animal and envisions themselves going through that process. Who tzorich losis nafsho el avodas Hashem? A person themselves needs to put their self, their soul, their personality into the devotion of the service of God. Hadam shelo hayetzorich lizrok, his blood, her blood should have been, would have been sprinkled as a far of shelo hayetzorich lalos, his batlos dosi is karvos. This hizbatlus, this self-nullification, that is the coming close to God. Okay, that's how Rav Volvi understands a karbon, hizbatlus. But perhaps we can expand it and understand that it is a broader hizbatlus. It's not so much that we say, oh, I'm batel, I'm nullified to God, I'm nothing. Which is true, of course, we are nothing. We're just an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We are his agent, so to speak. We are his extension, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's neshama within us. But it's more than that, specifically in the context of Karbanos. There's a Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah. Avram Avinu is promised that we will inherit the land of Israel. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what merit? How are we going to merit the land of Israel? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, bizchus HaKarbanos. Because of the merit of the sacrifices of Karbanos. So Avraham Avinu responds, okay, I know that that's going to be the case when the Beis HaMikdash stands, when the Beis HaMikdash exists in Yerushalayim and the Kohanim are actually able to perform the actual service. But what about when the Kohanim are not able to perform the service, like today, unfortunately? We have no Beis HaMikdash, we have no Mizbeach. How are we going to merit the land of Israel? In what zechus can we protect the people who live in Israel, the soldiers who defend in Israel, our brothers and sisters in the security forces? So the Gemara says, don't worry, in the merit of reciting the Karbanos. Karbanos, to be misbatel, it doesn't just mean to be misbatel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to be misbatel, to nullify ourselves. Bitol, in a halachic context, means nullified in something greater. Right? The famous Yoredeya question of a drop of milk fell on my chalent. So the milk could be batel to the larger fleshic entity. It's because there's something greater. It's that greater sense of self. This concept of karbonos, b'schus ha-karbonos, we have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the quintessential expression of the Jewish collective. It's being batel to the klal, to the ummah, to the nation. In the merit of bringing karbonos and being mevatel ourselves to the tzibur, the whole idea that we have karbonos is that we have karbonos yachid, but we also have karbonos tzibur. The karbonos that we say every day, the parsha at the beginning, if you start the karbonos, the first one is the kior with the kohen washing his hands, and then the parshas hatamid, the karbon tamid, that's the most important karbon that we're going to say in the karbonos in the morning. That karbon tamid, that's not an individual's karbon, it's the klal's karbon. It's the karbon of the tzibur. We start our day by being mevatel ourselves to the greater whole, to klal Yisrael. B'schus ha-karbonos, in the merit of reciting karbonos. So the Gemara says, Unishalma parm svasenu, by reciting, it's the equivalent of bringing. So the bringing of the karbonos tzibur reminds us individually that we're part of something greater, part of a Knesset Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. That is the great message of Bittul, perhaps, of the karbonos. Now the karbonos themselves, by reciting these paragraphs, there are two sections of the paragraphs, there are actually multiple. There's the introductory section of, which is not part of karbonos, it's just the setup of the Akedah, and then the recitation of the Shema, in case somebody's not going to make it in time for Zman Kriya Shema, in time for the latest time, which is 3 hours into the day. But after that, we have the portion of the Tamid, the preparation of the Tamid, then the Ketores, then the Mishnayos, describing the order of the sacrifices from the Masechet and Zvachim. So if you look, there is a sefer called Yesod V'Shorash HaAvoda, a very important, super Kabbalistic sefer, very deep, mamish, I don't understand most of anything that's written in here. But he writes, he quotes a lot from the Zohar HaKadosh, Godol Malos Amiras HaKarbonos, the incredible power, the importance, the stature, the standing of the recitation of karbonos. Imamarti, if I said asapra na kamoshim mevorim b'Zohar HaKadosh, if I were to tell you what it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the holy books, in the Zohar HaKadosh, what it means about saying the karbonos, I wouldn't be able to finish. He says, I'll just tell you one thing. He says, "Haiman de mitkar bepumi bebotei kenasus bebotei midrashos in yadei karbonos." The person who says in the shul, and in the Beis Medrash, and now in our own homes, which is our Mikdash Ma'at, so to speak, right now, it's our place of tefillah. If we recite the karbonos, it's v'tikruvta v'yach v'yachavim b'hem. It is a person has kavana. It is a bris krusa de'inon malachai de'metchrin chovei. It is a promise that those angels who are prosecuting us, Rachmana Litzlan, those angels, they can't do anything to us, only good. Why? Perhaps, maybe it's this same Yesod, which is that a big element of karbonos, from the standpoint of the karbonos of the Tumid and the karbonos Tzibur, is that we are mevatel ourselves, we recognize that we're part of a greater whole. Well, we have a principle that the Tzibur is always zakai. The Tzibur, the community, is always righteous in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we blend into the tzibur, we are a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we recite the karbonos in the morning, b'schus ha-karbonos, we become part of the tzibur. That tzibur merits Eretz Yisrael. B'schus ha-karbonos, by the notion of having a tzibur, that tzibur is a reflection of Eretz Yisrael. It belongs in Eretz Yisrael. It's all connected with this whole idea of the nation. That's the power of karbonos. It's the power of the tzibur. Now, there are two reasons given in the halacha for why we recite the first part of the karbonos, like we mentioned earlier. Either one is because, like we're saying, unishalma parm svasenu, that by reciting the karbonos, it's as if we are offering the karbonos, and that takes the place of the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The other option is because we want an opportunity for fulfilling Talmud Torah. In the beginning of the morning, we recite Berachas HaTorah. There are different opinions in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch about whether or not Berachas HaTorah is recited at home before going to shul, or at shul at the beginning, before the Berachas HaShachar. But we recite Berachas HaTorah, then we need to spend some time learning. If we bless the Torah, so we also, today, we have the practice of reciting the little Birchas Kohanim, and then the Brisa about the Mishnah about Peah. So we have a little bit of learning before, but they included the learning of the Parshas HaKorbanos. So we have Torah Shebichsav, those are the verses of the Korbanos, and then we have the Mishnayos, that's Torah Shebal Peah, and then we have one more piece of learning, the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael at the end of Korbanos, which actually has nothing to do with Korbanos per se. So we have this section. Option one is it's Unishal Masar Mitzvaseinu. Option two is that it's just a measure of learning. So the Nafkamina, the practical difference between these is potentially two things. One is, if it's about offering the sacrifices, it should not be done before Alos HaShachar, early in the morning, too early. So that means if a person gets up very, very early in the morning, they shouldn't say Karbanos if it's before Alos HaShachar. But if it's just about learning, you can learn any time, day or night. Same thing, there's also an afgamina if it applies to women. If you say that it's about learning, well, technically speaking, women aren't obligated in the strict standard mitzvah of Talmud Torah every day, so then they're pater from karbanos. But if you say that it's about reciting the sacrifices, women are also part of the community, and it's an opportunity for them to also, quote-unquote, offer those sacrifices. Either way you slice it, understanding that karbanos are a very powerful and important way to begin our day, especially as it relates to connecting to the Klal, brings us to the Parshas HaKtoris, which is the section right after you get to, let's say I have a sitter here. No, I don't have one in front of me. It's in the other room. Right after you say the sequence of the Parshas HaTamid, there is the Atu Elokeinu. That's the section where we introduce the Ketores. There's first the Psukim of the Ketores. The Ketores is the incense which was offered in the Beis HaMikdash. It was burnt, and it was comprised of, as you will go through, if you see in the text, 11 spices. And this, the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, goes on, how this level of the Ketores is so high and it's so powerful. And if we even understood, he quotes from Shem Bar Yochai, if we understood how potent this mixture, this potion, this incense was in our recitation, we would focus on each and every word. It's a tremendous power. And perhaps that's why in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you could only get the opportunity to bring the Ketores one time, because it had such a special segula. It related to Ashiris and wealth. That's perhaps why there are some people today who actually write on a piece of cloth, on the parchment, just the Parsha of the Ketores. I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. Sometimes people, men, will stick it in their talus bag. I happen not to have one of these, but some people do this, that they have a special parchment. I guess it helps them have kavana for the Parsha of the Ketores, because it has this incredible power. What is the power of the Ketores? Why is it so powerful? Well, we know that when there was a crisis, when there was a magefa, when Rachmana Litzlan, there was a plague, Aaron HaKohen was told by Moshe Rabbeinu, after the machlokas with Korach, he was told, run into the people and offer a ketores, which was very unusual, how you can offer a ketores outside the Beis HaMikdash. But what was he doing? He was stopping the magefa. He was stopping the plague. What's the power of the ketores? It's the power of the collective, of the tzibur, of the community, of everybody together. That's why the Gemara says that in the Ketores are 11 spices. One of them is called the Chelbana. The Chelbana, I think it's translated as Golbanum, something like that. It has a foul odor. So the Gemara says, why are you including the foul odor? Because the answer is, everybody belongs in the community, even people who Nebuch don't have the most fragrant aroma. That's why the Gemara says, call Tainus anytime there is a fast day, Sheyeshba Miposhi Yisrael, the Sheyeshba Miposhi Yisrael, that doesn't have the quote-unquote non-religious, anti-religious, the secular Jews, the Jews who are anti-religious, the Poshi mean the people who hate Judaism. If they're not part of it, we're all missing out. We learn that from the Chelbana, because it's the power of the Tzibur. So if the Karbanos were about the Tzibur, and that had efficacy, that had power, with that merit we merit Eretz Yisrael, With the Parashas HaKetores, we take it to a whole nother level where we focus the entire experience of the Ketores is to remind us of the power of the Tzibur, of the community. Davening is not just, please help me, save me, support me, thank you for me. It's in the plural. Before we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this Milo, we understand that we're in a context. We think about the people around us. Refa'einu, Barech Aleinu, Shema Koleinu. The Korbonos, and specifically the Parshas HaKetores. And that's why perhaps during this time, during a time of a pandemic, it's an opportunity for us, for those who never said Parshas HaKetores, maybe it's an opportunity. It's something that I took upon myself, Bli Neder, and I've been saying it just for the, it's just a small section of the Brisa, you can follow it in English, where they give you the exact measurements. Why do you need the exact measurements? Because every element here is teaching us something, that we're learning about the significance of every Jew as part of the community. It totally reframes our perspective on life, understanding that it's not just about me, it's about the concentric circles around me. And through that, we can then begin the process of Psukei Dezimra, and then the Birchos Kriya Shema, and Shema, and Shmon Esrei, and our silent conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this is one of those best kept secrets, and hopefully now it's not going to be a secret. It's the idea of reciting Parshas HaKorbanos. Even if it's not an obligation every day, even if you can't say the whole thing, maybe just the Parshas HaTamid. And maybe now when we have a pandemic, when we have a Magefa, when we need to look to something to hold on to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on a deeper level, that it should be a schus, that it should be a merit for us. What an opportunity to say Parshas HaKetores, which they quote here in this, Alexander Ziskin quotes in the Yisrael B'Sharash Shavuot from the Sfar HaKadosh and from the Zohar HaKadosh, how powerful it is, what a skula, what an opportunity it is for us to bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives through specifically the koach of the Tzibur. That's something that we're connecting to on a general level. So that is the recitation of the Parshas HaKetores. And then we take that for our perspective of tefillah and our perspective of the entire week to think about how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also how we connect to the greater Tzibur. Stay well. Shavuot Tov. Thank you all for joining. Have a great day. Please remember to stay in touch both here and on the emails and everything with continued Neely learning this week. And thank you to Mrs. Emma Katz for all the organizing. Have a great day. Be well. Bye-bye.